start over here. Let's not forget what we're learning here. We really learned Tamav Gimel. What's the Tobachin about? Tamav Gimel and Tamav Dalet. A toast of the Ayin. And the Gemara of Ayin Zayin and Dalet. That's the whole story. That's really what we're talking about. Tamav Gimel and Tamav Dalet. Far from the mission of Tamav Gimel and Dalet. You don't really, you never even learned the end of the sentence. A block from our Rav. Tamav Gimel from the Mishnah. So Tamav Dalet. More of the financial aspect. Okay? We're both at the start over here. Let's not forget what we're learning here. We really learned Tamav Gimel. What's the Tobachin about? Tamav Gimel and Tamav Dalet. A toast to the Ayin. And the Gemara of Ayin Zayin and Dalet. That's the whole story. That's really what we're talking about. Tamav Gimel and Tamav Dalet. Far from the mission of Tamav Gimel and Dalet. You don't really, you never even learned the end of the sentence. A block from our Rav. Tamav Gimel from the Mishnah. So Tamav Dalet. We only got as far as Ad Masayu Pochet. We never even read the last Shiva Gemara. Okay. That's Malachin Al Blah Gemara, that's all. Tamav Gimel Al Tamav Dalet. Then we did the Tosis. That Ayin. That's very important Tosis. Yotzi. And then the Sugan of Ayin Zayin, which the Tosis goes on. Ayin Zayin from the top to the top Mishnah. Well, we did basically the whole Amud, really. And we did start of Ayin Vav. Well, not really everything. We did the Mishnah Ayin Vav with the Gemara right after that. First 10 lines. Then we did the next Mishnah. And we did start of the Gemara on the bottom. Omer Rav. Which we're going to start right now, Omer Rav. And we went as far as a few lines into I'm dying of the days. So, whatever it is. Loshat Kinala. Till Tanya. It's Tanya we start. Okay? So that's, and then we put a lot of Rush, a lot of Ran, a lot of Mordechai, a lot of Shulchan Aruch. I am dying of Kusnandala primarily. And we got the other Poskim. The Shulchan, Abinish. Dampa. We did a lot of things. Don't Hashem. Rush, Ran, get out of it. We weren't lazy, we did a lot of stuff, but we just turned to the sheer Gemara, we didn't, it's really less than 2 blocks, think about it. But okay, wasn't that much time either?
4 weeks.
4 weeks. What kind of 4 weeks? Kind of 4 weeks. Like, we started the thing in after Pesach, right? Today is Pesach Shem. We didn't study 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago we started to start the sheer. So it's less than 3 weeks ago. Alright, so not too much time. Okay, Rabosak. There exists a machlokas on Tamav Gimel Amud Aleph with respect to the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says in Tamav Gimel Amud Aleph, Amoredes al Baila, to take away the tzuma a certain flip, and Moreid, you add to the tzuma. That's a Mishnah, a very simple Mishnah. The question becomes, Moreid from what? Tashmish? Or from Malach. Mori has the concept. Nah, I'm Bakana Mori Alisto. Fish, the man, the Mitashmish. Good. The fire. The same as she could be more of a Tash Shogun. I'm not done Malach, I'm being Mishubadah. But what does he do? He picks up the garbage? What does Malach have to do with that? What's his ink? Borma any zone, any in the farm. That Rashi explains is the, not Malach, but what is that? Is the what? What does that explain? What is the story of Parnassus? What is that? It is the Pachas Malacha, right? The Negara Malacha. You know, we know the famous Gemara. The Zon of Masri Zayin, Kutu Zed Lachazet. So it's one connected to the other one. Says the Gemara. Omer Rav. Omer Eini Zon Eini Mepharnas Yotzi Vitin Tzuba. So Rashi explains. Umas Nisin Mosifin Tanav Eino Mosifin Tanav. What do you mean? Going to Rabbi, the guy refused to give his wife food, you don't add to the tzuba, you're forced to get immediately. Well, you're right, it's a lot of little people, boy. So we have to just negotiate with him, Shema Yachabo, the Grashim. The Pope, Man, Sha'elam, and the Flokabo, Man, Sira, and Allah, Shema Yachabo, most even Al Tzuba. So for that interim period, he added to the tzuba. End of the sukkah for right now. We did a few lines of the Mishnah, and we did a few lines of the Gemara. That's all. Now, who argues with Rabbi? Who argued with the rabbi both sides? Book. post goes, you don't have to bother serving, post goes to the last post. Vishmuel, the Paul, the Rabbi, the Matter, that come under by a dynamite olive. The Kama Ad, the Kof, and also Laoti. Yitafu Lazov. Ah. Why force it to divorce the wife? Force it to give her the food. That's the Machlok of Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? The Machlok of Rabbi Shmuel, whether if a man refuses, if a man does not support his wife, do you force him to divorce her, or do you force him to feed her? Rav says, do you force him to divorce her? And Shmuel says, do you force him to feed her? How do we pass in the Machlok of Rabbi Shmuel? Is a somewhat of a controversy. Yes? Rabbi, you force him to divorce her.
No, but in that
yeah, I guess so. Well, there is no smart. Take a whip and there's no smart. In 10 seconds, it's over. One way or the other. Right? So there's no need to test what's having your service before. When there's a whip, it doesn't take too long. Okay? Now, how we pass from Rabbi Shmuel? So, perhaps the majority of folks can pass from like Shmuel. The Rush seems to pass from like Rab. Why? What's his logic? He's afraid of death. Death. While this pussy pudding is going on, and you're trying to get him to feed the wife, and you're having problems, she may die of starvation. Therefore, we can just have to stop the marriage immediately. The rush suggests. It's a bit unclear whether he meant to pass him this way, how lawful the mice are, or just the wanted to say that, but he doesn't really mean it. The rush is shocked at the same as the ruler. It's like, oh, shit. It does that. He's directly backed out at the end. He didn't really mean it. Okay, but most calls him anyway, Papa's like Shmuel. Shulchan Aruch, for example, Kufn and Dalas of Gimel, the owner, Aini Zamed and Mepharnes, Kofan also Lazun. They forced him to feed. That's it. Papa's like Shmuel. Siv Gimel. You pass like Shmuel? Iran, on that top, and I and Zion, wait a minute. What happens if we attempt to force the feeder and it fails? He somehow resists our attempt and he refuses the feeder anyway. We can't attach it back. We just can't do anything. Stop iron dying. I think it's Lamed Vav at our print. It's on the Gemara where Rav and Shmuel are quoted. Rav and Shmuel are on top of Gimel to refer to the special iron dying. And that's exactly where the Ram is to be found. The Ron said, I didn't say what he said yet. Oh, so the Ron said if you fail in your attempt to force him to feed her, then even Shmuel will agree that you force him to divorce him. Because what's Shmuel's lush? He's right, he lush is not. I said, to fail, lohosi. To kofeu, lohosi. What are you running to force a divorce? Force him to feed her. The implication of that is what? Come on, help out. If you can't force the divorce to feed, then even Shmuel would see that what? You force the divorce. The Pashto. This is what the Ram said. Everyone agree? Again, the Shaf is not sure. Even the Ram, who quotes from the Ram, which is a lesson of Efsha, okay, maybe it doesn't really mean. Okay, that's it. What if a man, Rabotai, refuses to live with his wife? He's happy to give him food, but we call him a Moreh Mitashmish. Ma Hadid. What is the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in the proof of the Dalet Siv Gimel. I'll read you the whole Shulchan Aruch. Don't be accused of reading out of context in any way. I'll read you the whole Makaba, from beginning to the end. Ha'omer Eini Zon, Eini Mepharet, Kofan also Lazar. The aim, bed, and you call him the cop, a lot of people go and she ain't love about this barnet. From out of the barnet. They ain't a rota to his taket. He won't go to work. La harvi have to make money. The love and the feed his wife. Im tirtse he, cop and also the hoti miyak. The li tank tzubu. That's the rhyme. Then he is, the chain I did, the misha ain't a rota to the shamish. Refused to live with his wife. Three v'chein hadin. The simple understanding of v'chein hadin is it goes with the immediately preceding sentence. The last few words were kofin ol kol ha'otzim miyad v'litin tzuluk v'chein hadin. That's the pasuk shad in the mechaber. the Shach is willing to concede a different possibility. That the Chain Hadin goes back much earlier. Goes back to the first line of the Machabes, where he says that you force him to feed her, and if that fails, you force him to divorce her. So one could learn the Dochak Shach, you force him to live with her, and if that fails, you force him to divorce her. He calls it a big Dochak, which I would think it is a big Dochak. Shach, when I say Shach, I mean in the sense of Ruach HaNosh, which he's done through by reason. Okay, so that's what the pain means. Yeah, that's the puzzle thing. Now, the Shach suggests that the chain doesn't mean you force it, the left sentence. Kof and also the whole thing, the other is the tzibur. The chain, the mishnah, and also the Shach. No, it's a much broader perspective. The chain means the same rules and regulations, the whole beginning of the sif. You strive for it, meaning to speak, force it to speak. That fails, you force the divorce. So the chain. You try force to live with her, and if that fails, that's what we said. That's what this says. If they Shmuel says, I don't know. The Ramot talks about it. The Ramot left the fourth guy to live with his wife. And the Chaz is what he spoke about. It's an impossibility. Force him to feed her, we understand. Take away his money. Force him to live with her. I mean, that's a little bit, think about it. What do you do? But anyway, what? I'm going to force him. Take away his money if you won't do that. That's what the force him. That's the I don't know. Anyway, could be right. Whether it's money, I don't know. We'll say he did. This is going to prove. It's a very difficult thing to get involved in, obviously. Rebel time. The Shach says that the Shulchan Aruch is against an explicit Gemara we just learned. And he harps on this question over and over and over again. Shach claims that if you wanted to hold that you don't force a husband to divorce his wife if he refuses to feed her, he certainly wouldn't force his wife, first divorce his wife, if he refuses to live with her. Because the Machaber is wrong. We pass it like a Shmuel. A man refuses to divorce his wife, you don't just go right away, give her a get her out. We'll hit you. No, we pass it against that. That's not Shmuel. So too, if he refuses to live with her, we would not say, live with her or we'll kill you. Or, I don't know, I take her back. Give her a get or we'll hit you. In other words, the same as we don't go to a man who refuses to support his wife and say, give her a get or we'll hit you, so too we don't go and say, the man who doesn't want to live with his wife, give her a get or we'll hit you. We don't say that. How does he know? The Machaber. The Machaber says that we call it a simple shot. If he doesn't support her, we try to get him to give her food, give her, we force her to feed him, force her to feed, we don't force him to give her a get. If he doesn't live with her, the Pashut Shat the Machaber is, we immediately force the get. Immediately. And by the way, the Machaber is based on the Magad Mishnah, it's based on the Rambam. Rambam's lesson is, if he doesn't want to live with her, Heishev, something Heishev, Tachlop, calls Mancha, he tears her. As long as she wants. The implication being, if she doesn't want, pull out the whip. Heishev, not the favorite. But that's what the Magad Mishnah interpreted, that's what the Machaber Pashut interpreted too. Yeah, hold on. Let us sit there. Hold on. So, what's the Gemara? We just read the Gemara. That the Shach quoted in his Raya Barura against the Maccabi. What's the Gemara? You only read four lines. Surprising four lines. I read it to me, my Rabbuna Mamitash. And the other says, I'm lost. Nah. Can I move more out of the store? Fish on the mound, here's lunch. Fish on the mound, you have a mitashmish. If you want to say it's mitashmish, no way. Lechaye. What does lechaye mean? Lechaye, no? What does lechaye mean? Great, good. Polite. Terrific. You hold. No, malafa, you're stuck with a kash. Says the Shach. What do you mean it's good? What do you mean it's good? It says in the Mishnah, Amoreid al ishto. Mosif and al tzubato. If the halacha would be the Rav and Shmuel both agree that in the case with Morid al Ishto is one limiter, so we force again immediately. So what are you mosif and al tzubato? There's no time to add. You force again right away. The same as the Gemara in the next line. In the next line, the Gemara asks, What do you mean? You add by any other name of Barnes, the rat was forced to get. What do you mean add? You said they get divorced right away? The Gemara should get exactly the same kasha two lines earlier. The mother of Mitashmish. What do you mean you add to the Ksuba? You're forced to get right away. But the fact that the Gemara did not say that, that's proof positive. And you don't force to get. That's the chakra. That's the chakra. Yes. So we thought, we as the Talmidim thought of the Torah, not me. I forgot who we get full credit for. Uri. Uri gets the Torah. That if you look at the Ran says in that line, Fish, Torah, Mandam, Lachas, Mamiji, Fitashish, Lachayim. Lachayim just means that there exists the concept of a Moray. Forget the Halach. It's not the Halach of it. It's the definition. That's all the Gemara meant. But if you talk about what, how do you define the word Moray? It doesn't make any sense. If it's Mitash, it's good. If it's from the zone, it's not. But what the Halach is for? We haven't gotten to that yet. What's the Ran is implicit in the Ran. We haven't gotten to that yet. And if you're not, you want to put the rest of the same cash, and then explain it on to the rest now too. We didn't get there yet. We just are asking, that what do you mean the Moray Malach? It doesn't make any sense. That's all. It's a very good term. It's the best term. And if that doesn't bar up your right, let me finish it. You just finish the sentence. There's no difference conceptually between the Zonos and Tashmish. Only thing is, when it comes to the Zonos, there's an alternative. Namely, instead of getting right with the divorce, what do? You see them. When it comes to Tashmish, that's an impossibility. That's a possibility that says you can't debate, you can't do that. You have no choice. We go right away and force the divorce. We do that by the Zonos too, but we have a choice. He has no choice. That's the Machabah. Cross the chakra away. The Machabah wins again. Never count the Makaba down and out, despite the fact that the Shah said he's knockout. Against enough in the Gemara, don't count them out. You have Uri.
Why is he get up?
Get up and walk the, what is it?
What mission?
Right. The answer is at the end. The Lava Luke in their boy. At the end of our day, it's there. Well, who got around to hitting him? Right? Well, they wanted to say that yet. That's only the film told him about. They wanted to pick it out until the fourth line. The second line. It's only right from the second line. The right from the second line is the Gemara of Lechayev. Lechayev is everything is fine. Not fine. Absolutely not fine. Why? Because the second castle is the third line. The fourth line. What's that? Yosef is in Ksuba, you're forced to get, so what do you mean you're adding to the Ksuba? Much of the best that cash already in the second line, what do I wait till the fourth line for? You give a tarot the Mlachim, to give the tarot the Mlachim, what do I wait till the fourth line? The answer we gave was, you're right, it couldn't stay the same cash in the second line. We weren't up to that yet. We're just defining terms. That's all, it's a round of the bar. A base in the round. Okay, think about it, you should push it.
I know it's
questions
that way originally.
Good, huh?
Not
going
with the
blood
to happen
in
your life like a
mother. Oh, yes, you think Uri's trying to so go violent with the shock makes no sense. See how it turns? You walk about it for 2 days. Thomas in depression. How the macabre of Yosef Kaga got out of the castle of the shock. Thomas, they couldn't figure it out. Once Uri gave the terrorist, now Joshua was the most castle person. The problem. The best compliment for the terrorist. They asked the terrorist, they don't know what the most castle was. What's bothering them for 2 days? Okay. One more to clue there are both sides, and that is there exists a concept in the Rishonim, posted in the Ayin quoted, which is a person who's moray from both Tashmish and the Mizonos. What's that called? What's the expression of posted, you remember? He's moray mikol what? Who remembers? Kol inyanei Yishud. All matters of marriage. Remember that means? I mean, he doesn't give her his own, he doesn't live with them. So Tosh seems to indicate, of course, he's called the one opinion, but that's at a higher level. That he's lovely. He's such a tremendous merida, both his own and Tashmish, then it's just, then we say that we are Kofin also Le Hosin. I get the impression that it, even if it was what the Rav is not going to talk about. But the building is according to Shmuel. Now the question becomes, what do you mean according to Shmuel? But don't you have to pursue the option of trying to first force the feed? And once you force the feed, you're left with what? He's coping on, he's just only absenting himself from what? From Tashmish. And they get the impression from Tosu that Tashmish alone is not enough. He's just calling on Egypt. What do you mean calling on Egypt? Just divide and conquer. Force to the donor. And then say, now he's only resisting Tashmish, and that's not grounds enough for divorce. Say no. If he gives the donor willingly, happily, then many of the Tashmish is not enough for grounds, according to this opinion. But if he gives it only under the whip, then I'm okay to play with a guy like this. I'm a sugar. He won't give food unless he's with it. And he won't live with it. Enough! Enough! Just force a divorce with the bar charge. That's the impression you get from that. Suggesting is a possibility. As opposed to suggesting that I am an out. And the whole discussion is possible. Do we accept it or not? Do we or don't we? The Ramah seems to say perhaps yes. But the Ramah, the Lashon, the very next line, this Ramah, a man who throws and gets angry, kicks his wife out of the house, he forces a divorce. Why? Because this way, he sometimes is poresh b'mena mitashmish, and he's a morad mimizonos vitashmish. Both. The question, who needs that? Rabbi Moshe Shem Mechab is got to say that Rabbi Moshe Shem that the reading attachment is enough to force a divorce. Unless you'll say no. The Rabbi Moshe learned Shat like a shock dochak. As the Mechab meant, if he doesn't want to live with her, you'll try to first force him to live with her. And then if that fails, he forces a divorce. But if he refuses to do both willingly, he won't live with her, nor will he feed her, you'll right away force a divorce. That could be Shat in Rabbi Moshe. Otherwise, it's very schwer. What do you mean? The more from both. Tashmish is a left by itself. According to the simple shot in the Makara. Kubi Ramola and Shat, what the Shach called a Shver shot in the Makara. Maybe. That's one of those unknowns you can never really get to the bottom of. Right. Even Chazanish seems to have learned that Shver shot before. I don't know. Okay, this is as far as fear in this circumstance. Any questions? Or we have only learned so far one Sif Shulchan Aruch. That's it. Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Gimel. Nothing else. Yes. Pollination. So you're forced to get it either.
Right. So we have
first force the food, then stay down on the ground. Well, that's the question. If you force a divorce, if Minia Tashmish is enough of a ground to force a divorce, who needs calling on Isha? So you get the impression from here that maybe you would not force a divorce for Tashmish alone. The Bitonim say you do, the Rambam, the Mechaber, maybe the Rambam has a different shock. You know, that's even like a shock, Dochak shock. That's the chain, goes back to the beginning. You don't force a divorce. You force to live with it. That fails, you force a divorce. Then you say it, but if he refuses to do both, he goes straight to the divorce. Don't play around with the other thing. That's what we suggested at the time. Yeah? What? Cool. I tell you, the Mechaba is vague. There's a simple shot and there's what I call the Dochak shot.
I see, but then if it's one of our most shot, the Ramon one, the Dochak shot.
Right. Mechaber, right. No, the Mechaber is right with the Dochak shot, but if he neither Bia nor Madonis alone is grounds to go straight for the divorce, always try to force the other issue. If he does both, Azab Bum! Put him away. Alone?
Yeah.
Forced to live alone. How do you do that?
Shmuel.
That's everybody. I'm not holding Rabbi Shmuel. It's not about food. Anyway, Rabbi Eltai, before we go any further, I want to discuss with you what exactly is kfiyah. You're talking about kofen, kofen, kofen. What does kofen mean? The sugya and that ayin, dayin, amud, halach. These Let's look there. And that relates to the Tosfos on Daf Ayin as well. And to the Sama Gimel, there's everything. There's a famous Mishnah which we just came from yesterday's Shia. The Eilat Kofan Hatsa Lahoti, Mukha Shkin, Da Polifus, etc. etc. Kofan, it's Kofan. What do you mean you're poor? That's the Gemara, like it. Gemara is a new case where you're poor. Aside from the case of the terrible Buddha found in the Mishnah, about Mukha Shkin, Da Polifus, the comments, the Tav Nechosh, and Kursi, aside from those, that very special group of five individuals, we'll come up with another case. One case, of course, it's Sula, let's go without saying. It's an honor to stay with each other. It needs to be every time, of course. Ain't Masna Lula Sula, of course. But another case. Nasa Isha Vishal Yuchan. They've married for 10 years. This is the fourth wife from the bottom of Ayin Zayin. They were living for 10 years together with no children. The fourth was divorced, so you can marry somebody else and have a child in the kind of Puru. Fine. Says the Gemara like this. Excuse me. The Gemara says like this. The last lines on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Why is the Ezra Shonim found in the Mishnah over here? Should be found also in Kofi. Must be low passion. Last line. Habim Mili, Habim Shoshim. This is the last Rashi in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Habim Mili, Apiri and River, Habim Mili, Meyasvina. Bishoshi, Lo Radina, Shlei. You use words, but you don't even want to stick. Abal Hana, the show the Nami Radinale. She Eshalo the Kabo. She can't take it. The apostle would whip with stick as well. Maskif la Rabbi Abba, Pidvorim lo Yuvasar Eved. What? Words can never harm me. Won't come with anything. But Haba Bishoti, and there's a whole other terrorist. Stay with him. And AIDS and that's not our idea right now. Rabotai, so we see over here that fear isn't chosen. Mili, Rabotai, is not going to work. It may not work. It never works, but it may not work. Oh. What does it mean, fear the Mili? What do the words mean? So the Rosh has a Chiddush no Rosh. Mili means words. What does the word words mean? What does Mili? The Rosh has a Chiddush Niflo. The Rosh says that Mili means Kerem. Ah, Kerem. Kerem. That's what the word Mili means. Because it's the only word, right? Levi, Zev, Shamsa. It's the only word. Of course, those words pack a wallop, but it's still only word. That's what it means, Mili. Because an itch, you see here, that there are three levels of trying to persuade someone to give a divorce. One is to hit him with a whip, that's the strongest level. The second is to put him in a chair, which is the next and strongest. And the third one is anything else but, which is self-divided into two categories. Namely, just calling him an avaria, which is the lowest level. And we call level number two, which is what we call ha-fakit tirabenata. Well, there are four levels. The highest is six, the next is nidui, the third is and the fourth is Kolon Avaria. Now, if one second, if Mili means Kair, which was the Rosh said, and even that might be some kind of level of Kfi, which is not allowed, by the way. The Kair is in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. You may not put someone in Kair if it's not indicated, and it would be against Pasul the Pasha. We'll get to that later. You put someone in Kair. But anything short of that would be just considered like calling an Aver, including what we call our Papa Shrabenatan. This is found, by the way, those who want to look it up, we're in the same Simon still, we haven't changed, we've only had so far one Sif Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Dalet Gimel, now the second Sif. Kuf Nun Dalet Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph. The Ramah was called our Papa Shrabenatan, which is to be used whenever we're not permitted to give Fia B'Shoshu. But, Rabbi Ramah cautions, one second, but you may not do what? You may not put him in Kerem, Ein Menazin also. Anywhere where it says you may not hit him with a stick, you may also not put him in Kerem. But Halacha LaMaaseh, the point of Rabbi Ramah is no different. Whenever, it will be against rules with a stick, would be a get who's a possible makayim also. But there is no difference to halacha. The Gemara is steady on a lower level, but practically speaking, there's no difference. The makayim is the equivalent of a stick. Anything short of a makayim is our focus rabbi at the time, which is the equivalent of a makayim, of his clothing of iron, which is nothing. But kind of, although there are four levels, it's really shtayim shein arba, the mice. Two are considered sphere, which are only used when the very rare case when the indicators will discuss momentarily. And if you use them any other time, you get it's possible. And the other two, you can use any time. If you use them any time, the get will be kosher the chatchila, because it's not considered sphere at all. I'll feed this. Yes, sir. No. No, absolutely not. There's a big difference in a chayim. It's inescapable. Chayim follows you all over the world. Chet, the brave, the fire. So, but whereas here, it's not called chayim. Be very careful. Not called chayim. Yes, sir. Ramah is no. Right, the Ramah is not going to argue with the Rosh. It is Mili. But who says Mili is allowed? Never does Mili is allowed anywhere. Never.
No, it's because the Ramah says that to make your
right.
That's not even Mili.
That's not even the Mili that the Gemara speaks about. Sure, it's Mili. I call you an Avayr, it's also Mili. That's the Chazit Shariah. It's the Machlokas over here. If a person, listen carefully, a person lived for 10 years of his life, no children, no kids. The machlokes, whether you force the divorce or not. One day it says no, one day it says yes. According to that, it says yes, the divorce is at one stage, only with Mili. Right? Not with Shosu. Now the one who said you can't force at all, wouldn't he agree to call an Avarian?
No.
He's 10 years with his wife, no kids, he's not getting divorced. What's an Avarian? What's going on an Avarian? Nah, but Mili is not just an Avarian, that's the divorce. Mili is much more than calling an Avarian. So how much more?
So
the Rush said, the fact that the Rush considered Mili to be Kairim indicates that anything short of Kairim is like calling an Avarian, it's gosh. I call it the time is gosh. And even if it's imposed incorrectly, that's why it's so important, because it is. Even if it's imposed incorrectly, it would not impact on the Gedim in any negative way. Post facto. Yes. Never. Except when you can use the whip. No. Once using a whip, you don't have to bother the parent. Never. If you don't want to whip him. You can't whip him. Let's say he's so strong, he has a mafia guard outside his door. You can't whip him. So you are in Kairim. He drops dead, or whatever happens. The mafia guy drops dead, whatever happens, he just shrivels up. So, or whatever. Yes. Yeah.
Mealy.
Mealy is still no good.
They want the Mealy is what?
Nothing. Why don't say anything about Mealy?
So
the Gemara said that Mealy would not be sufficient to work to force it. It doesn't say that if you did it and it worked, then the guy would be good. The Gemara is going on in the Gemara. Okay? The Gemara is going on in the Gemara, but it's going on in the Gemara, yes. Whoa. Yeah. No, that's the innovator. No. Well, I don't know the details of the case. Maybe the best that passed is one of those cases where you're allowed to even hit him with a whip. But he was too strong with a whip, so they said they'd send the mafia again. I don't know. It depends on how it's done. It's very, the nuances are very tricky. Very tricky. Really are very, everything can hang in one little detail, nuance, to be changed in from mom's to the kosher. Be very careful. Yeah, Rabbi Otai. So that's what the Chazanish keeps saying in his second, I'm not sure which one's first or second one, what I consider to be the main and correct interpretation. He had it, yes. Who are we to argue with a Russian or a Muslim? They don't rush on how to argue with each other. Correct. Time to show. The Russian immediately is saying, that's correct. No. Uh-huh. The Russian, the Ramadan is saying that. The Ramah said you may not impose Teirim on anybody whom you may not hit with a whip. Not mealy. Don't use the word mealy. You are only allowed to do things that are not called Tfi at all. What's not called Tfi at all? Calling him a Balaveira or what? Have Kofkas to Rabbeinu Tam. You are forcing him. He wants to give the guest, so we should do him favors. We don't feel forgiven to do him any favors. That's the second shot in the Chassid, which is the Ikim shot, basically this rush. He had suggested earlier a different, listen please. Well, I didn't say it's nothing. It must, it won't work. No, it won't work because the guy can resist the needle, perhaps. But if he forgives in with an needle, he would still be against Popler. That's a push of shots. There's no Machlokas drama on the rush. I hear where you're coming from, but I don't think it's there's a tendency of Machlokas drama on the rush. I don't believe it. Once, we've only caught ourselves about two things all together. Both are in Sufism Dal. We read Sif Gino, now we're in Sif Kapala. That's all. The Mahabatama so far is very easy. That's it, so far. It is earlier Pshat Chazanim suggested that our focus have it in the sphere. These Rabbeinu Tam focus. And if they impose in an improper situation, the get might be rendered invalid. That's a frightening prospect. That's why I don't want to accept it. It's hard to accept it. Yeah. For the conclusion, second shot, which I like. Right, I like the second shot. Now, listen very carefully, please. Listen, please. The Rashba has, this is two more things I don't like. He says three things I don't like. The first is his first shot. I like the second shot better. That's the Neo Bay. Okay? I tell you about whether these are functions of any time. All considered fear. And if it would be imposed in an inappropriate situation, it's half the shell possible to get. That's his first shot. Well, I like a second shot. That's part of the Russian environment. Anything short of Kherim is not called to be at all. But even if you applied it inappropriately, you made a mistake, it's still the get with the kasha for sure. That's what we like. That's number one. His first shot was that this kind of fear of our Hakusha Meditam is considered to be some kind of a fear, a lower level fear. And what's contraindicated, it might possible to get, believe me. That's what he suggests. That's a very, very, very frightening prospect. By the way, the shock himself with the whole outcome of the time shouldn't be used. It's a told Lahakami, called to Marie Ben Lev. Just that Shiva makes reference to it. It's also very Shverabar. Everyone seems to care about the time. What? Marie Ben Lev? That's Yoker. No one. Even the shock didn't say, yeah, he's right. The Tov La'achman, very nice Tov La'achman. That's just not a good on your hands. You know, almost every Tov La'achman. Anyway, let me go back to the other two things I have problems with. One is the one which David was kind enough to print out from the CD-ROM, right? What? I didn't say a word yet. I didn't talk yet. Yes, though. Not Rosh. As an issue, what rabbi? Is it what rabbi is that? Sorry. Excuse me. I don't know if I said that, but whatever it is, the two shots of the Chazanish as to whether the Achamas are in a time called Tfi or they're called nothing. I like the sentence called nothing. And the proof is in the rush. When the rush came, he said, what is Neely? Neely means Tfi. Is anything else than that? You wouldn't even call it anything. What do you mean Tfi? Nothing. Calling a virus, nothing, and not doing them a favor, it's also nothing. It's not even called fear the mealy. The rush of compelled to interpret feeling means what? Care, but anyway, that is nothing. That's not a good shot, I like it. Anyway, there's two other points to request the Chazanish. One was the Rajah. Here's the first time I remember mentioning the Rajah. First time I mentioned the Rajah. Okay, what I said until now is scratch. The Rajah says, Aloshim, that if someone is not a candidate for fear of the Shoti based on the Shalom of Shas, quote, Ein Levazol Sobel Lutara. That's what Chazan quote, two words. It shouldn't embarrass him or cause him some pain. Now in that context, pain means, you know, emotional pain, psychological pain. But comes out the whole Hakokas, which is going against enough in a rational. But I look it up,
in the Beis Yosef, and it was confirmed by the printout from the Rashba originally. I'll give you a much longer quote. Let me give you the longer quote. Here it is. Shelo yenadu, v'lo yevazu, v'lo yitzar also begufo. That's a whole different picture. Where's the vazu? It's in a sandwich. What's the top and the bottom of the sandwich? Nidui, which is the same as a stick. And what's the bottom of the sandwich? Yitzar of begufo, which is the same as a stick, is a stick. So, whatever salami out of the middle of the sandwich, Yivazu, whatever it may be, I don't know what it could possibly mean, must be the same order as a stick or a chayr. I can't imagine what exactly it is, but it's not just calling him a name. It's all one after the other. Lo Yivnadu, Lo Yivazu, Lo Yitaros of Agufo. End quote. Yes. Has an ish. I don't think it's correct in the context of what he said. Because it's nothing. I think that's
really that is true.
His kmiya. I don't know. He quotes the Rashi, he quotes his first shot, but you know, giving a guy his yonis is also like forcing him into it. Shouldn't follow them. So he has to be suggested. He rejects the whole Ramah. I think the Ramos goes around and brought up the creek. You have to read about strong content. That's one. So there, Ramosai, there I didn't like the Chazanish's Kumra, but I'm being even handed. Chazanish has a cool I don't like either. Chazanish writes, yes.
So, one thing. When
he says, what should
you
do? You're
making
a couple of
issues.
What? You put him in the chair, you're hitting him, and you're doing some kind of design, which I can't imagine what it may be, which is so powerful that the same as hitting him and put him in the chair. There's no one near that. All the posts there, that's not the same. Not the same at all. Yes, Adam. First, I read the Rajma's quarter by Chazanish. Then I read the Rajma's quoted by the Rajma. Add a whole bunch of words in it. Hitting him, caring. What is the one? Yeah, sure, show him more. Because Anish wanted to say he can't fly off of a threat in a time because against the Rajma. Because the Rajma is he can't embarrass the guy who does not qualify for Kofan Vishoti. And I say, no, la, da, no, the thing. That's what the front of the case, we're hitting him and put him in K, and we'll do something equivalent. I don't know exactly what it is, but something equivalent. But now I want to go against that. Why not? Even though it's not Kao, he doesn't know it's not Kao.
But
he's doing it, okay? Even though it's not Kao, he doesn't know it's not Kao. Therefore, he perceives the gun, the gun with a bullet. There's no bullet. And if the mother said, what? Get more. You could see that the church would take away your money. That's all she perceived as a statement. Even though maybe it's true it's not that way, I can't prove one way or the other. It would still be a serious question. But it's not right. You have no right to put him in a chair in this case. Chazanish said the first part, I'll get the second part.
the evidence to say, just maybe it should be kosher. I say, no, they're not a kosher. Putting him in a pair with the same with a stick, no? As an ish says, you put him in a chair when you're not supposed to, the chair was not a cow. The chair was not a cow, so he's supposed to get his kosher. He's a jet. So I'm saying, what do you mean? He doesn't, he thinks it is cow. The rabbi said, you are him, pay them. He thinks it's cow. be kosher. I say, no, they're not a kosher. Putting him in a pair was the same as a stick, no? As an ish says, you put him in a chair when you're not supposed to, the chair was not tall. The chair was not tall, so he's supposed to get his kosher. He's a jet. So I'm saying, what do you mean? He doesn't, he thinks it is tall. The rabbi said, you are in a chair. He thinks it's tall. The rabbi is wrong, the chair was not tall, but he thinks it's tall. He doesn't get under that perceived ban of excommunication. Get a bar, think about it. Get a bar. Yes, no. That's what I don't understand what he's saying. Maybe. I don't know what he's saying. Some of the end. Why? No good. Sure not. He doesn't know. No one knows. No one knows. We'll have 10 cases. So wait. Why the difference? No. Get a big question, I gave you an answer. Yeah, no. It's money. No, there's one loyal claim. Rabbi Black, what's the claim? If you come to court, he'll say, Your Honor, I can't give this get. As long as it's in the book, no get in the office kosher. And the judge will have to say, you're right, have to rescind the law, and then we'll be able to give gifts. But meanwhile, all the gifts that are given are possible, he says. Why they possible? But there's no law. The law doesn't exist. It's a standard, he says. Yeah, but no one knows that yet, except for his life. So, and I'm not sure the judge will agree with it. You know? It's only you should not put him in chayim. But if you did it, post facto, and he gave the guess that there's a chayim, maybe he suggests, maybe, not sure, he gets it because the chayim is not valid. He himself sort of says back that. Well, it's probably maybe possible anyway. But I'm thinking about it, but. Okay, Rabotai, question. Yes?
Chayim?
I can't answer. Whatever the word is, whatever. What does that mean? If it means Chayim, what the Russian term is, yes. If something less, all better off.
Willing or offensive. Whatever that stands on word means, definitely possible to get?
No.
No.
Okay.
How do we know if it's saying that possible to get?
Rabotai.
Okay, but you're saying it because it's given you, right?
No. Rabotai. Same possible to get. Okay. Rabotai. I have the following case. I have it. A man refused to make a living. He refused to make a living. He could have. He refused. Do you force to get, or do you not force to get? Of course, they have to show. You force it to work. It failed. What did it say? Shmuel said that you should try to force it to work. If that fails, with hashish, then you force it to give a get. Well, not so possible. There is a Pisei Tshuva. We're now going to our third Siman, which is Siman Ayin. This is already a Shirayim from Shira from a long time ago. Yes, Tom? Oh, that's exactly the point. The Machlokas, who do know? Who do you remember? Please come back to that Stam of Gimel and Al. Right. Rabbeinu Eliyo, Rabbeinu Tam. Take 1 second. Dab Gimel. Simon Ayan. On Dab Tama Gimel Amanal. On Dab Tama Gimel Amanal, there's a famous Shiloh over here. The owner Amy Zon, Amy Mepharna. He's the guy who he's for. Says the Gemara. Says Tosfos. Yukan Mokia Chabeni Oliyo. Shekhayev Odom Lahaskir Atmo Lalame Tinoko. Most lowly job, right? Olalat Malach Acheres Kine Lozim Es Ishto. Yim Lo Kain Ma Egnin Zeh Es Lomor Adin Lomof. That's the job. What do you mean Amy's done any mitzvah? It means that you have an obligation to go out and hire somebody to work. If you didn't have an obligation, then we couldn't force him to get before the Lord. We couldn't force him to do anything. So Rashi disagrees. the Bukutras period, which is done of a finance to Neged, Malacha, Shal Isha. Not try to Malacha means his work. Malacha means the equivalent of her work. And the whole discussion of about Eflach, Abin Eliel, the Rav Eflach, he was not the Rav Eben, the Thompson, the Lord of Karka. And that's how it tells us then. Fine. 4 points. So the Eliel, if I have to work based on the Gemara in Subas Amakimel, quote the Rashi, it's no Raya. I mean, the Eliel, the Rav, the Tosin, from the Lashon Subah of Eflach, and then the cows and the gullies work on the ground, also no right. End of quote. Fuck. Right? What? And I mean, that's how it's known. I mean, the Yorub and the cows. Don't start telling my clothes it's known. Rashi just used to refute the right. Okay? Rashi's a fan of it. What did you say? What who said? Rashi? Rashi is chatting in Gemara that when it says Malacha, it means that his obligation to support her is connected, is corresponding to her obligation to do work. So Malacha means her work, not his work. It means her work, not his work. There's no raya from our Gemara. So I mean, oh, yo, you have to go to work. What? I had a raya from Lashon Ksuba, but it doesn't mean it means only working on the ground. Fine. Agricultural work. Halacha l'maisa, what do we do? So here, the Ramah and Simon Ayin discussed this question. So we discussed, the Ika Zach we discussed already a month or two ago, whether you have to ask to go to work or not. But it's relevant now as to whether you're forced to divorce if he doesn't go to work. That's how it's quoted over here. The Shulchan Aruch said, Simon Ayin, Siv Gimel. Tip number 3 for today. Nu ani biyoseh, v'ene yoko listen la afidum lechem shitzricha, kofan al tono hosti. Showing, you force him to divorce him. The yesham, says the Ramo, she'ein kofan al tono hosti, me'acha she'ein lo. Who says so? Rabbi Matan. What's his machlo? What's the same machlo? If he has to work and he refuses, you force his divorce. If he's not obligated to work and he refuses, you don't force his divorce. He's not a moray. He's not purposefully holding back his fortunes of money, his bank account, and not feeding him. He has no money. I'm destitute. Marav Rabon said, I got a mumkin. Take all my money. Okay, they take his $30, and then she's destitute again. The wife. They'll tell her, go to work. But you know, my name is Elio. How do I have to go to work? My name is Abena Tom. How do I have to go to work? So, and then he wins. Did he hold her at the Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, I don't have a car. I don't have any land. I don't own any land. You want me to go out and get a job? Be a Rebbe in Yeshiva? I'm going to go out and get a job as be a taxi driver, be a waiter in a restaurant. Well, not before you. If you have money, you feed your wife.
No.
Don't you talk?
No. Yeah. Wait.
A guy who has money. He's loaded.
So
he's
nothing
to do with the other people. The Ramot said, yes, Sean, it's on the Machabah. The Machabah says, you have to go to work. It's possible. The Ramot says, no. What the implication of the Machabah is if he doesn't go to work, he's forced to get. The Ramot says, no. It's all ha-ba-ha-talia. Ramot says. It's against the Pitzet Shuvah. Pitzet Shuvah says, now when did the Rambam say that if a guy doesn't work, then we don't force a divorce? That's only when he cannot find a job. But the Rambam puts a picture too, if he can find a job, he's just too lazy to stop. Then everyone would agree that he's forced to get. So writes Pitzet Shuvah. He says as follows. The Ketshuva says that if he can't find a job, that's the Machlokas Machaber Ramot. Machaber is too bad, he's forced to divorce her. Ramot says, no, he can't find a job. But if he has a job, if he refuses to take it, then everyone would agree that he's forced to divorce her. So I said, Ketshuva. And the Chazanish says he's wrong. And here I thought Chazanish was right. And he said, he's wrong. You have no obligation to work. You can't force me to divorce my wife. I'm not going to work. I'm not a moray. And what does a moray mean? I'm rebelling against my obligation. I have no obligation. I have a moral obligation. Oh, sure. That for sure of a moral obligation. The Mordechai says, it's a royal account of the Kiddush Rosh Hashanah, bother. But a pure monetary obligation. When the Sidney moment is proper, then the Pashtus, the Chazanish is right, that according to the time I have no such obligation, and you cannot force me to divorce my wife if I refuse to do this act, because it's not obligatory. Yes, the moral obligation. You don't force the whip to my moral obligation. But that he agrees, sure. For sure. If someone comes to me and says, Rebbe, I can support my wife if I take a job as a clerk. You know, me, a clerk. I'd rather not take a job on my wife's stop set. The stop or go on welfare. I would say, take your job as a clerk. And even if I made the time to agree that, on a moral basis, I can tell him to take the job as a clerk. But if you refuse it, I can't do that and force you to divorce your wife. That's not what happened. That's the difference that you're doing. I think that's right. In this question, I think, are these guys? What? No. Never got it. That's why I never got it. Never got it? Okay. Okay. Fine. Rabotai, we now come to the main question in terms of scorecard. Who do we force to give a gift? So, what? Not the wife. I mean, which husband do we force to give a gift? Under what condition? So, let's count up. I believe there are 5 cases in Shas where the expression of kofen is used with respect to a gift. I'm not counting of Mamzeret and Ma'asim or Sula, the word Yisrael is used. I don't know the word Tov that is in Shas. I think it's 5 times. Let's see if we can get it. I don't mean the 5 Munu and Ayin Zayin. That counts as 1. Shin, Felix, Nisari, Aziz, don't be a wise guy. That's 1. That's 1 category. Call it Shin, Felix, you know, those serious, that's 1. Who can tell me, what's the standard of the other 4 cases where the word Tov is used? What did you say? Right, you saw. Nasa, Isha, Esther, Shana, the Gemara has the same context over there, uses the word kofen. What else? The same context? The third case there? Just like it. That's Isha. Just like it. Ainizan, that's Ainizan, Ainiz Matane. According to Shmuel, according to Rav right away, he's supposed to get. Well, the Shmuel, the implication is, if you can't force the giver, who would you force the giver get? That's case number 3. There's 2 more cases. What? 2 more cases. Come on, we know that they're both tomorrow. One enough time of the dollar, as a matter of fact. Those 3 all Ayin Zayin. Right, we have 3 in Ayin Zayin. What is 3 in Ayin Zayin? Come on, what are they? Quickly. The big 5 Bali Moon, right? This is the serious one, what else? 10 years. And he's on the path. Go to Shmuel. If you can't force him to get the food, you force him. That's all on our fine sign. No, that's not a good one. No. No. What did you say? Something to the right. What? Correct. Bom, Mahmoud, Pinus. Nothing in the morning, something down. What was the one who opened the door? I told her where it is. But she said, I want someone in my old age to bury me and to take care of me and I have no children. It's again for the Farish. It says the Farish fear. Nope. You've not do 10 years. 10 years you're forced because of his mitzvah. Let's say he already fulfilled the mitzvah. He has 2 kids in the previous marriage. Now she said, very nice kids, but I want my kids. That's 4. Every man will. And 5 and final, you see something said before, is the Gemara and Yevamim. Not found anywhere in Kuk. Hold close to Kuk. What's the case? Who remembers? No one remembers it? Turn please to close to Daf Ayin Amud Ab. That's our present location. Daf Ayin. I'm not the first Gemara that tells the book. The first one tells the long talk. The first Gemara tells. Give up. Look inside. Open up. Don't have Gemara here. Only notebook. What is that? Flash is the part of religion? What's wrong with here? Open the Gemara. That's a note taking. True. That's an important skill. That's good. You take good notes, it's good. What's the case? They go over to a guy who's a what? He is a Yavam. And what does the Yavam say? I'm not going to marry you, I'm not going to do chalitza, nothing. No yibum, no chalitza, zero. No yibum, no chalitza, my expression says what? Kofir. Kofir for God, the myth be a, the fourth issue. That's the fifth case.
What is the use of that? Does that mean that
man refuses to marry or to give chalitza to the Yavam. Brother died. Now his brother, his other brother, what do you call him, the 10th class, whatever you want to call him, and he refuses to give more chalitza. He forced him to mix him. In those five cases, Haley the Shah uses the expression of quote, fear to first. I die in three. Time of Thal is one, and Ayin over here was quoted to be Vamos Lamatet. You're right, and if not, okay, I stand corrected. You're right. It's not a guess. It's a case of fear on an effect of police if you want to leave. And as a matter of fact, that's not a small point, because the Iran suggests a distinction. It's more lenient to force the guy for police than to force the guy for a guess. I stand corrected. Right.
No issue.
Yeah. And it's not boxing. We say, the chances you get it. We say that this may be the equivalent of a situation called Monea Kol in Yonei Yishus. Here he won't marry her, he won't stay with her, he won't give a police, he won't do nothing. So it might be the equivalent of that. Maybe. Hold on, patience. Question. It is a major question. There are numerous other sources of Shas, both the Mishnayos, Gemaras, where they use the following expression, a three-word expression. These two words are the Dibur HaMatzah of the Torah. What is that three-word expression? No. Yosi V'yitei Tzuka. What does that mean? Nira L'ri, it means Kofan HaSalahot. The reason when Evan says this expression, it means take out the whip, force the divorce. Who argues Barbeinu Chanana? And Chanana says no distinction. No distinction. Can't do it. You can't do it. Can't force the divorce his wife, but it just says it's a shot, yo, see within school. Can't do it. How do we top it? The Machaber quotes both days. We're still in the same tip. You've only quoted three tips so far. But back to Kufus and Dallas, just pop out. I want you to see how little we'll do it. We'll have to concentrate on his leg. Remember, just go over these three tips, 100 pounds each. You'll be able to get it straight. What did Machaber say? Kaleilu sha'amru lahotzi kol min afilu v'shotzi. That's three. The yeshamrim sha'kol mish l'nenabob v'pahu v'feirish. Kofin lahoti, elayoti luvad, ain kofin bishotin. El om hachamim mevucha lahoti, the lototi mutal the cross for Amaria. Kofin lazal and sin papala. We read it there before the Ramah. We just read the entire Machaber and that's it. Fine. The Machlok? Wait a minute. The Machlok is as far as what's concerned the get. What about as far as the Kubit? Says Duran on that daf, the fire and dying. The whole machlokas is to enforce the get, but you can certainly force the what the nu suba. The Rambam quotes that over here. Rambam says, "Ubechol makom zikah plukta kofen alo, apagav en kofen legarish. Ubechol makom kofen al politik suba miyad." Etc. And the dunya didn't have on all those places. It's the tzuba and the nadunya, but not the wap of all that. It's so separate. That's my problem with Rabbi Hagel's suggestion. Not the close seventh, yeah. Let's do what I'm saying, I'm all close. Glad I'm all close. Oh, Frank Menachem. How can you force him to give him a tshuva if they're not divorced? With Avi also. So, this is Gavaldi Akasha. Of Avi or Menachem, it's Gavaldi Akasha. How can you force the man to give a tshuva? A tshuva is only payable upon what? The end of the divorce. Clear. What's the second? How is it possible? How is it possible? Good question. How is it possible? It's terrible. I mean, this is it. But the answer, I think, is the following. The man is certainly chayav legarish. What does chayav legarish mean? He requires a divorce as well. Except what? Required, but we have no right to hit him. Everybody is required to divorce without a hit. But part of being required to divorce a wife is to have a tshuva. Now, we can't enforce the first part of your obligation, but you bet your bottom dollar, which you're going to lose, that we can enforce the second part of the obligation, which is paying the money. Paying the money. You're right, though. You listen to this for a minute. This guy's obligated to do two things. A, divorce his wife. B, because he's obligated to divorce his wife, is also an obligation known as paying her the tshuva. No, paying her the tshuva. You separate the two. You're required to divorce your wife, and you're required to give her a tshuva. That's an immediate obligation on you. Now, we can't enforce the first part, but we sure can enforce the second part. So right, that's chat in the Rambo, in the Rock. A person's not obligated to God. Right? He's obligated to divorce his wife. That's the difference, among others. Yeah. Please die quick, I did attack Jesus, December 31st. Please die, so I shouldn't do. An obligation to divorce your wife here. Right. You're telling you always keep it in tshuva. You think you're obligated to divorce your wife. We can't divorce you with a whip. Of divorce. Well, it's included. You're obligated to do two things. To divorce your wife and to give the money to tshuva. You always keep it in tshuva. Say the parish. Now, you are stonewalled. You refuse to give the guest. We cannot hit you with the whip because we're barely getting looser. So we bet we can take your money away. And push a shot, that's how they run all their faces in the run. Sounds good. Yes, Sir Michael? No, it's still the end of the gym, but not till 7. That's the wrong. We look up the more like I saw. That's what it says. With Suba, it means the Dunya, but does not include till 7. Yeah. I don't know what you said. Okay. They're not together. No, that's not. So, all right. It's up to you to give a guess. No, we want to give a guess. Well, we keep going over and over again. That's not fair. It's a perpetual obligation. Make a new silver. Good. Give the money. Good. Make a new silver. Good. Give the money. Good. Not fair. Sure. I don't know if you do that, but it really is sharp. Okay. There are a number of individuals, unsavory individuals, I may say, they're not going to discuss their status in terms of whether you're forced to divorce or not. The first one is a mumar, a convert to a different religion. Do you force a divorce or do you not force a divorce? Here I'm afraid to tell you, if you look at a new tip, a the fourth sif of the day. It's Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Aleph. We've had so far Kuf Nun Dalet Sif Aleph, the Gimel Sif Kuf Aleph, and Ayin Sif Gimel. That's all. So far only four simas. Right, correct. Says the Ramah, great talk. Yes, Amrim, the Mumar Kof and also the Kusum the Hosu. You can't force them to go to Jews, you can just hardly ask them to go to your enclaves. You gotta go. The Yesh Kolkis. Amrim She'ein Kof and the Mumar to divorce his wife. Go to Makhlok. Ein Kof and the Mumar. 2 days. Right. How are you forcing the technicality? The first day that you're forced to do the woman to divorce his wife, and the second day it says, no, you don't. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Not necessarily. You don't know. You don't know. Beg the gala. Pay off. Pay him off. Pay him off. Pay him off. I'm sorry? No, we don't say that. I don't do that. Annulment. Hope. Yeah. Oh, no. Kill him. Kill him. No problem.
No,
Marlon. Don't quote me on that. I'm just
right.
Anyway, maybe. Both sides. I know. It's a movie. It's a movie. Anyway, I don't know. No. So I'm trying to make man compromise. Mayor says that, you know, we don't know what to do with the guy. What we do is we take away all of his money. We take away, we force him to give him his illness if we can. We take away the nedunya, the ksuba. So therefore, mikorach zeh balkorcho yirta atmo leget Ayadei Pshorot Tzav, Uvzein Shun Kashash. The Beis Meir seems to say, wait a minute, you can take away his money, and in that case, you can't hit him, but you can take away his money. Question. Hazanich has a very good question. This is a monosha. According to the first day you hit him, you can hit him, no problem. But now you can't lose money. But according to the second day, you can't hit him, then what right do you have to take away his money? We all know that money is the equivalent of beer with a stick. For those who want to look that one up, although it's really not our direct concern at the present moment, but it's found in Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet. The Dalet. Don't count that as well about 50, because that would be discussed in Barich a long time ago. But money is considered an inappropriate means of coercion. It's the whole discussion with the guest law, etc. Back, equate these two cases. Next two indications. So the Chazanish interprets the Dagos Maimon is as follows. Nothing to do with terrorism. The guy is hitting his wife. That's all. A man hits his wife. According to Dagos Maimon, he's bound for divorce. But Nedim is nothing. Nedim is nothing. I think he's right. Okay, it was nothing. Now, about that. You haven't established that yet, though. The same base mail that's out. Yeah, wrong.